Leave Your Excuses After the Beep, a podcast created for anyone who has ever used an excuse to not do something that you said you would. Does this sound familiar?
From busy, overworked, stressed out moms to thriving moms, wives, and health coaches, Kitty Clemens and Kyla McComas are Midwest moms who are breaking down excuses and empowering others to do the same.
Listen in to hear which of our excuses we break down next. I'm Kyla McComas.
And I'm Kitty Clemens. Welcome back to Leave Your Excuses After the Beep with Kitty and Kyla. We are embarking on episode number 46. Coming up on a year. Doesn't that seem crazy? Like, we've been doing this for almost a year. Holy buckets. That's kind of cool.
Didn't we do our first episode on your birthday, though? Was that right? This is just a tangent, but...
I mean, 52 weeks, that's still 6 weeks away. Yeah. God, my birthday's not in 6 weeks, is it?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I'm not ready for that.
That might be accurate.
I'm not mentally prepared for that.
Yeah, we just went there. So yes, that's coming real fast. Another episode came because I think that episode was on your birthday, and we were talking about how the excuses of when events happen, right? And it was your birthday, so we're like, events happen. Well, this is another episode that is just like that. Kitty, it just so happens to be a little under the weather. So.
A lot of under the weather.
We don't need to go into full detail. But we're using that to our advantage of, this is a great subject to talk about because this is when we stop. Because we are sick. We don't feel good. We have other things to attend to. Delay some things. Yeah, we just get really frustrated. So the topic is, leave your excuses after the beep of when you're sick or have an illness and it holds you, stops you from accomplishing what you desired to accomplish. So, yeah.
Yes. Very real excuse. But I think there's a lot of... It helps you to reframe how you approach, right? When obstacles happen, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago about how when you're anticipating change, obviously you're going to have to plan ahead a little bit, have some plans in place, and you're more successful when you have plan and can anticipate some of the obstacles that you might encounter. So my list of obstacles that I might encounter have included my kids being sick or working weird hours or having to be on the road a lot and things like that. But it didn't exactly factor in my own illness, which ironically, I really haven't been sick a lot over the last couple of years, not nearly to the extent that I was prior to working on my health 5 years ago. I mean, I could tell you like about every 3 months I was sick with something, like every illness that went around, whether it was a respiratory thing, a GI thing, a sinus thing, like whatever, I would get it like clockwork. Because looking back at it, I really wasn't taking, not good care of myself with increased stress, not sleeping well, not eating well, not exercising, all those things that decrease your immunity, but increase your cortisol, which makes you more susceptible to illness, not to mention small children who just carry germs. So all of those things. But since improving my health and, changing what I'm eating and staying hydrated and prioritizing sleep, all of those factors have played in to overall not succumbing to the illnesses. However, I have succumbed. And not that it's terrible, right? But you truly don't realize like how good you feel until you don't feel good. Does that make sense? And for a really long time, I chronically didn't feel good, never felt good. And so I didn't really recognize how awful it was to feel sick.
Isn't that the truth? Maybe
that doesn't make sense, but like one day of a headache and, you know, sinus congestion or just not, you know, feeling kind of achy. And it's like, dang, I'm really thankful that I don't feel like this all the time, because that's terrible. It makes you like feel for those people that do have some of those ailments and want to be able to help them. So enough talk about the drama that I've experienced this week, but we're here to offer some practical solutions about, you know, how do you overcome the inability to check those boxes on your list when you're not feeling it. For a number of years, anytime I tried to start a New Year's resolution, like clockwork, 2 weeks in, after doing workouts every day and improving my nutrition and like doing all the things, like feeling really good, I would get sick. Mm-hmm. And whether or not it was coincidental or just because I had like stressed my body out in a different way, I'm not certain, but I would get sick and then I'd be like, nope, I'm not eating well. I'm not going to exercise. It hurts to move. It hurts to breathe, whatever. And I would, you know, it would be the beginning of the end. So last week we talked about how National Quitters Day for New Year's resolutions is the second Friday in January. Ironically enough, at the time that we're recording this, we are one day away from that day and we are practically 2 weeks into resolution. So is it a coincidence? Maybe. Or maybe I've just been around my sick children for the last month and a half and I just finally got it. I don't know. But how can we mentally overcome all of the things that we experience when we're sick and still keep moving ourselves forward when we do have health goals?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I think we kind of said this before, is I think the first thing is like, we need to prepare for these things. I mean, in our head, we are thinking like, okay, there's probably going to be a sick child. There's probably going to be all these things that happen. But when we set goals, a lot of times we set goals and they're just unreal. They're just, unrealistic. It's like, we don't plan for those things to happen because we look at our calendar and we're like, yes, I got a whole month. I'm committed to this. Nothing crazy is going to happen. And I can do this. And then something happens the next day. Something happens at night. Something happens 2 weeks from now, like you said. And here we are. Like, we set up unrealistic goals and then we get frustrated and mad at ourselves because we are afraid of failing those goals. And we are, we're mad. We're mad or we just give up. And again, another reason why Quitter's Day is 2 weeks. It's probably like technically like 2 weeks every month or 2 weeks after every time you set a goal, to be honest. But we don't prepare ourselves of what could happen and we don't set ourselves up for that. So what I guess I'm saying to that is, you know, not saying that you want to incorporate that when you set a goal that, oh, I'm going to set a goal that I'm going to be sick this month, because of course we don't want that, but we want to be realistic of when we set the goal, hey, this could happen. And this is what I'm going to say to myself if I don't accomplish this goal. So for instance, if you were, you know, let's just say, Kitty, we're doing this cut right now, right? And I'm not saying that this affected your cut, maybe it has, but you set this cut goal and you're sick. And a lot of times people would be like, okay, they stop because they're sick and now they can't go back because it's like you have to go all the way back to square one, start all over, and you're just going to give up. And you never told yourself when you're going to make this cut is, hey, something's going to happen. The kids are going to have delay in school. Like, I need to be prepared of what I'm going to say to myself if I don't accomplish that goal for the day. And when that happens, you are prepared and ready to face that and talk to yourself lovingly, more positive, and not just beat yourself up because here you are again, the goal wasn't reached. So when it comes to sickness, adding that into it, sorry, went on a total tangent with it, but when it comes to sickness, it's like kind of the same thing because we will either overdo it and, you know, continue to be sick or injure ourselves or, you know, what may have you, or we won't do it at all and we won't move forward in so many other areas of our health. Like, health is not just about like, yeah, fitness or, you know, we talk about weight loss all the time. It's like, or getting to a healthy weight. Like, there's so many areas in your health that you could be working on that doesn't take a lot of energy. So if you are down and about with a cold, Kitty, like, what are some things that have helped you maybe heal faster or maybe still made you feel good, even though you are not physically like lifting weights or something like that, or going to the gym?
Yeah. I think one, just being realistic and scaling back those workouts. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like I've given up all of my workouts for the week, which is new because I would have definitely done that. But I've flipped some things around. Like, for instance, I was supposed to have like a heavy lifting day today with a cardio day built in for tomorrow. I did not do cardio today. I did not lift today, but I have it on my schedule for tomorrow. Yeah. Because I just physically did not feel like I was in a space to be able to do that on top of what the other things that I had to do today. Just, you know, being open to that flexibility and knowing that even if I do have to miss a workout, it's not the end of the world. It's not like I'm starting back at square one because I'm still showing up. I'm still, you know, I'm going to do that. And if I have to scale it back tomorrow so that I know that I can, you know, make it through it, then that's what I'll do. So there's that. The other thing has been like prioritizing rest. Like, it's really easy to get into the, burn the candle at both ends where you're staying up super late, getting up super early, especially when you're trying to, you know, commit to a new goal, like incorporating morning exercise or taking time to journal or, you know, keep track of something or stay up on your business stuff or whatever. But sometimes you just have to listen to your body and rest. And so rest for me this week has looked like a lot of random 10 minute naps. Why 10 minutes? I don't know, but like between like headache and just intense fatigue out of nowhere, closing my eyes for 10 minutes has been like fantastic. And then I'm ready to go for another short burst of energy. So I guess breaking things down into smaller, realistic amounts of time, you know, I'm not going to sit down and forge through 3 and 4 hours at a time, but doing kind of like power increments of 15 minutes has been way more productive for me.
I love that.
Staying hydrated. I've consumed more liquids this week than I have in probably the last month combined because it doesn't take effort and I have a scratchy throat. So it's like, yes, I will drink water, drink. So lots of water has been good. And I've done a lot of journaling. The time that I would have spent, you know, maybe walking on the treadmill, doing work from that perspective, I'm just, you know, keeping up with my food tracking and nutrition tracking. And still, I've been intentional with the things that I'm bringing into the house. So like stopping for a quick grocery pickup or what have you, and grabbing like high protein snacks, things that I know, like right now, nothing really sounds appealing, yet I crave really weird things. I don't know why is that?
It's totally true.
You know, that like is, I want comfort things, but so like having some high protein options, that's been super helpful. And just having some different, veggies available to me and knowing what I have in my pantry so that when I am sitting here thinking, I really need to fuel with something right now, but like, what? what should I make? What can I have? What do I have? Like knowing that I just did that quick little grocery pickup, I know I have a few things that are super simple and aren't going to take a lot of effort. So it still allows me to stay on track from a nutrition standpoint, even though I'm not 100% where I want to be, it's still moving me in the right direction.
Yeah, it's probably better than what you even did in the past. And now the convenience of grocery pickup is amazing. And, you know, that's another like great thing. It's still like shifting that to, you know, not just eating junk when you are sick, you know, nutrition is still moving forward in all, you know, areas of your life, like reading a good book or finally actually sitting down to be able to read a good book. You know, all the same thing applies, you know, what you're listening to, watching, hearing, you know, talking, all that stuff is still applies when you're trying to, you know, get, well, first of all, get out of the sickness, but just to continue to move forward without having those excuses, you know, hold you back. Because I could see that too, like, especially like when you mentioned something about working out, I would be like that. Like when I was sick and I first started working out before I moved to the strength training realm, I would always be like, okay, if I got sick, I'm like, man, like now I can't go back. And then one day led to 3 days of missing the gym. And then, you know, all these things got in my head. But in reality, it's like, you know, it's okay if your body takes a week off on vacation, or it's okay if your body takes, you know, a week off because you're sick or whatever, or smaller amounts. Like your progress is not going to go back. Well, first of all, that fast, but like,
right.
Yeah, that drastically. And it's like,
yeah, you should be more concerned about your mental capacity yes. versus your physical. Like yeah. it's a total mental game at that point, you know, mm-hmm. and we always talk about consistency winning out. And sometimes it's definitely consistency versus intensity, especially yeah. when you're sick and you need to, you know, take a little more time to let yourself physically recover. Mm-hmm. You know, do a little more self-care for a change. I think we all have a cabinet full of, we talked about this earlier, a cabinet full of random essential oils, or yeah. shower steamers, bath mm-hmm. bombs, Epsom salts, you know, like all these things that we think we're going to like treat ourselves to like detox this and whatever, yeah. purify the air and like, we never use them. Now's a good time to like go back through yeah. and bust yeah. all those things out, soak in all the things, rub all the aromatherapy things on. And yeah, I think it's an okay excuse. It's a great excuse as to something to make you slow down, right? Because if you are sick, like take a step back, ask for help, ask somebody to assist with things, or, you know, the whole delegate, delay, delete aspect of what can you do this week and where do you need to make some changes, because depending on how or why you are sick, depending on the ongoing stressors that you have, you may not bounce back super fast if you are super stressed, not sleeping well, not nourishing, not staying hydrated. You know, all of those things are going to help to delay your bounce back. So
I agree. So I think, you know, the big keys is, you know, pause, you know, take the break that your body needed, hydrate yourself. That's important. you know, even if you can't get to the exercise that you desire to do, like even just being outside for, you know, a couple minutes, no matter what time of year it is, even if it's winter, like just, you know, getting out there
and sunshine.
Sunshine. Yes. Like step outside, you know, if you can slowly just go for a little walk, you know, for a couple minutes, you know, wherever you're able, and do like Kitty said, like the self-care of, you know, maybe it is a bath needed or essential oils or, you know, journaling or reading a book. Like these are the times like, it's good, you know, and especially like you, you came off the holidays and now you're sick. And it's like, I'm sure everything was catching up to you, you know, between work and like you said, kids being sick and all those germs coming from that. Like it's a needed time, and, you know, just get yourself back into it slowly and, you know, take those steps just to be doing something that will continue to help you in the right direction, even if it's not as big as you want it to be or as heavy as you want it to be, like
something.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, progress is progress. And the more that you're able to navigate that forward progress, even in the midst of obstacles, whether that's your sickness, a spouse sickness, a child sickness, whatever, bad weather, mm-hmm. whatever the obstacle is, the better that you get at navigating that in terms of sticking to your health goals is going to help you in the long term to become more resilient to those things, because there's never not going to be something. There's always, and if you are, I guess, foolish enough to think that you're never going to experience any obstacles or that you don't think things are going to affect you, then I mean, yeah, it's just.
Or wasn't on your calendar? Like you should literally put like 2 hours on your calendar of something not going to go right. Like that 2 hours on your calendar should be like unknown obstacles.
Yes. Plan for unknown obstacles.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
Every day.
You know, it could be your sleep problem. It could be your kids have nightmares. It could be the temperature. It could be, you know. Yeah.
Like flat tire, your car won't start. Your kid can't find their leotard the day of gymnastics. That was our crisis. Kid
leaves their computer or tablet at home. And
at home, and they need it for school. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be something that you don't plan for.
Yeah, or the vegetable or produce is rotten, and now you have no...
no backup plan.
Backup plan. Like,
have a backup plan. Have some frozen vegetables.
The story is have a backup plan because it's something's going to happen. And it's
going to happen.
What you tell yourself in between, you know, these 2 years of how you're going to handle it.
Control the controllables. What can you control? You can't control any of those things. You can control the fact that you mentally may have thought, hey, this is one of those things that I didn't have planned.
Yep.
And what can I do about it? Well, I can respond like this. I can ask for help. I can think critically, whatever. I can tell someone no, like whatever. But yeah, what can you control? You can't control any of those outside things. So just mentally prepare yourself for something that's not going to go to plan, and you'll get really good at it. I feel like that's parenting. It's parenting 101. You know, you anticipate there's always something, right? But
The moral of the story is there's no excuse, even when you're sick.
No, get it done. Get it done. Show up one way or another.
Take care of yourself in all areas. It doesn't have to be the one specifically. There's other areas that could be the great time to work on them when you are feeling down or not motivated enough to go to what it is that you want to do.
Yeah. It gives you an opportunity to shift your priorities for that period of time. And maybe it'll open up and enlighten you in a different area of something that you could potentially improve or change or adjust.
Yeah, I love it.
So, you know. All right, friends.
Great. Thanks, friend.
See you next week.